My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a voice of 10-year-old Isabel Padilla, who apparently is a student of UTEP student and local artist Amalia Castro, who is here with me along with Isabel and Giuseppe Avitia. And all three are involved in the third annual Arre, Let's Do This. It is a free event next Saturday, January 26th from 2 to 4 and Sunday the 27th from 2 to 5:30 at the Maine Public Library Auditorium, 501 North Oregon. Wow. What a little voice you have. That is lovely.
Thank you.
Amalia, what is the main focus of this event? What is it supposed to do?
It's supposed to allow children to express themselves and grow through performance.
And how do you get them to perform? This is next Saturday from 2 to 4 and then Sunday from 2 to 5:30. What's going to inspire a kid to do something by the end of that time?
Well, they already do it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they already do it. We hang out. I hang out with most of them. And, well, I help them improve or just grow with what they do already.
So is this open to kids from all over the community or generally kids who are already into the arts and performing of some kind?
No, absolutely. It's open to everybody in the community. Absolutely. Okay. So I feel that by allowing kids that are already doing, they're already performing, to perform in the space, in the public library, I think it inspires other kids to say, hey, I want to do this, which is why I decided to open up some workshops on Saturday, so open to the public, so that anybody who wants to start or already knows or has some general information about the different types of performances that will go on Sunday, they can just assist and see, well, what does it take to be a visual artist? Or what does it take to be a musician or a dancer?
So they really get to interact and ask questions rub elbows with the people who know. Now,
yes.
Isabel, which year was the first that you got involved with this event? Let's do it.
3 years ago.
The first one. The very first one. Okay. And did somebody take you there or how did you find out about it?
I was with Amalia. She was my teacher. And she told me that it would be great if I was a performer.
What have you gotten out of your participation now? This will be your third year. Are you braver?
Yes.
Yes. Giuseppe, what's your role?
Actually, I'm here representing Riboflavin. We are a local, like to call it a hip-hop orchestra, that will be performing for the kids on Sunday.
A featured artist.
And,
a featured artist.
Yes.
So am I getting the right picture here that the Saturday plan is workshops and the Sunday plan is performances?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, I didn't have that clear in my mind. So the free-for-all, 2 to 4 o'clock, anybody can show up? What's the age range?
I would say any age. Any age that understands how to draw or anything, I think.
Even little tots?
Yeah, absolutely,
then.
Yes.
Okay, and do you want the parents to stay with them
the whole
time?
That would be really nice. They don't have to, but it would be nice so that the parents know exactly what it takes for their kids to grow as performers.
So this is if somebody, any child really is curious about any of the arts. Did you have any particularly interesting interactions with kids? Have you done this before?
Actually, no.
This is my first year.
I'm going to be in this particular event.
Are you apprehensive?
No, whatsoever. I'm very, very excited actually to work with Amalia. When she told me about the event, I was eager to just go out and help. I am very for the education of young children, especially musically. Performance is a very big part of being a musician. It's probably the biggest part about being a musician.
There's a lot more involved in being a performer of any kind. And even if you're not on a stage or in front of people, showing people what you do in the form of visual art can also be a challenge. What is your actual art form, Amalia?
I'm a singer and a clarinet player.
Okay. Can you name some of the other groups, other artists that will be there working with the kids?
We're going to have the Studio Metropolis flamenco dancers. I think it's also known as Danzas Españolas.
Oh, yes. They're wonderful. Yes.
And we're going to have Osa Bossa, a Brazilian jazz trio.
Wonderful.
That I'm part of. We're going to have Claudia Jare, which is a great artist, and she will be painting live.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And
I saw you have Capoeira Quinto Sol. That's got to be a popular one.
Yeah, absolutely, for the kids. I really like them. They're really...
Yeah,
they're,
people who might not be familiar, can you describe Capoeira?
Capoeira is a Brazilian martial art, and it involves music and drums and just, it's a whole concept.
It's a very dancerly form of the martial arts. And typically, how many, what's your attendance on those 2 days? Is it packed full or is it?
Well, since I've had it 3 years, I think last year I just, the show was too long. So people came in and then they left. But normally, the first year it was packed. It was so packed that people had to stand up and it was, but the library loves it.
Good. What does the term arre mean, and why should we watch for it in connection with let's do this?
Arre means like giddy up, but it's a Spanish word for quicken, like let's do this now. Like,
all right. It captures the feeling of this, which is headed toward a binational event. So I congratulate you on your third year of this effort. Let's do this, which is a free event next Saturday, January 26th from 2 to 4 and Sunday the 27th from 2 to 5:30 at the main library downtown in the auditorium. That's at 501 North Oregon. And on Saturday there are workshops. On Sunday there are performances, but it's a matter of letting youngsters interact with professional artists, an invaluable bit of experience for them. My guest today, UTEP student and local artist, Amalia Castro, one of her young proteges, Isabel Padilla, and Giuseppe Avitia, who will be one of the artists presenting at this year's event. Congratulations. And if anyone has questions, our listeners can call 843-0351. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.